Chiz Beis, he begins, the Kohen begins, Al Pi the Seder, Mesechtes Brachos. Why he begins with the Mesechtes Brachos? Could be Pashit. Mesechtes Brachos is the beginning of Shas. He speaks about it in the shtickle over here. Why Mesechtes Brachos at the beginning of Shas? I believe that the reason why he starts with Mesechtes Brachos is could be a little bit also in the Mahalach of the Meir Shaloyach that he used to give a shir every night in Gemurah Pichsidus. That was like the first encounter that the Kohen had. The Meir Shaloyach was talking about this shir. After Chatzos HaLaila, the Gabi used to come in with the two candles, and then the vision, and the Rebbe followed. The whole Seder, how the shir began. But he's talking that it's possible that the reason why he began also with Mesechtes Brachos to be Mevayed and Mesechtes Al Pi Chassidus and Al Pi Koyach HaMachshove could be based on Shtikl the Mahalach of the Meir Shaloyach. On a side note, this Shtikl, just to give a little background before we begin, and during the Shtikl we'll get to this Nekuda, but one of the first Yesoides that the Kohen was introduced to in the world of Chassidus was when he was on the way, before he even met the Meir Shaloyach. He was traveling with a group of Ishbetz Chassidim in a wagon. This is like upon the Maisa that they say. He was traveling in a wagon to Ishbetz, and then they came early morning to Ishbetz, to the town of Ishbetz. And they went to the Achsania, the place that they were going to stay over there. And the Kohen came along with them. They knew who he was. They knew he was known. The Eloi from Kreisberg. Famous Kohen. He was young, but he was a well-known Kohen from the Misnagdish world. But everyone knew who he was. And the Balo Achsania heard, oh, the Kosh V'Yid was there. So he went and he asked him, maybe I can offer you something to drink, a cup of tea. Anyway, after davening, they davened shachas over there. After davening, they sat down to drink l'chaim, mezoinis, cake. One of the chassidim over there turns to Olam and he says, Chevre. Do the Chevre know why do we drink Bronfen? Why do we drink Bronfen in the morning after davening? Well, the Chassidim said, what do you mean? In order to make a shahakel, to be able to make a bracha shahakel in the Yibidvari, you drink alechaim, you drink schnapps. So he says, yeah, but for that you don't have to drink schnapps. You can drink anything. You can drink water and make a shahakel in the Yibidvari. Why do you have to daven to drink schnapps? He says, I'll tell you. I heard from the Rebbe, the Meir Shaloyach, that he said once, if a Yid is able to say and be makish, a hakoil niyo bedvuroi, that everything was created bedvuroi bedvar Hashem, everything was created by the Ribbono Shel Olam, everything happened because of the Ribbono Shel Olam, if a Yid can say that, he deserves a glaze lebronfen. He deserves a mashki, he deserves a lechaim, he deserves schnapps. Someone that's able to say shahakol niyah b'dvuroi deserves a couple of schnapps. That was the word he said over. This is one of the first things that the Kohen was introduced to, this thought, this train of thought. It's like innovative train of thought. It's different than what he must have been used to before that. Let's take a look at the shtickle and let's see. The Yisoid today says in this shtickle. It starts like this. Bruchos l'roish tzadik. It's supposed to be Mishle, Kapitel Yid. Bruchos l'roish tzadik. Posh Peshad means Bruchos l'roish tzadik. Bruchos. The Eibishter gives Bruchos l'roish tzadik. The cup of a tzadik, on the head of a tzadik. L'roish tzadik. He explains like this: Lekach Masechtas Brachos Haaschol Mishaf. This is the reason why Masechtas Brachos is the first Masechta in Shaf. Sheikir Hakoil, the ik of everything is Da Talikei Avichol. First, you have to know the Ribono Shel Olam Da as Talikei Avichol. V'Achakach V'Avdeyu. After you have the knowledge, you'll be able to be Oved Hashem properly, be able to serve Hashem with the proper Avodah. You have to know who, to who you oived. You have to know who it is that you're being oived to. Who are you serving? Da'as alikei avicho, afterwards vavdeyu. This is a yesoid and mesechtot brachos. We'll see why mesechtot brachos evolves around this yesoid. But this is a yesoid that a person has to know before everything. Da'as alikei avicho vavdeyu. Da'as alikei avicho vavdeyu. This is Pshat Brachos, the Rosh Tzadik. The Rosh of a Tzadik. A Tzadik is someone that's an Erlich person. He recognizes the Ribono Shel Olam. Such a person has the Koyach of Brachos. He has the Koyach, he has an understanding of what it means to make a Brach. Zeu, he says, he continues, Zeu HaBrach Vosnei Kol Maise. This is Pshat in the Brach before every single Maise. Yachid Kol Maise of Lashem. To him, Yachid, everything you do for the Ribono Shel Olam, through a bracha, a person reaches this darg of b'chol derechecha de'eyu. He recognizes, he has knowledge, he has das of the Ribono Shel Olam in every single aspect of his life, in every single derech of what he's taking. We know that das is the lashon of chibur, the lashon of connection, v'yeda. Odo Meschabe Yishtoi, Yidiyah, in the Lashon of Chibur, Obim Meschabe, of Dveikis, and the Oifen, how a Yid is Medabik himself, and is Mechabe himself, the Ribono Shel Olam, is Alidei Zeh, that he has this Das, he understands, he recognizes that everything is the Ribono Shel Olam, he recognizes that everything comes from the Ribono Shel Olam, that's Pshat in the Broch. Pshat in the Broch is that a Yid can be Mevorach to the Eibishte, and he understands, he has the Hakor, the recognition, that everything is from the Ribono Shel Olam, that's Mechabem Dereibishti. He lived a life full of Dveikis, full of Atam Dveikim Hashem Likeichim. This is Mamish, the Vort that the Kohen heard in his first encounter of any Vort of the Meir Shaloyach, with Ishbiz Chassidim, the word of Chassidim Bechlau, and Ishbiz Befrat, was if a Yid is Makish, Hakon Liyibid Vuroy, if a Yid understands and is recognized and is able to make this Brocha, the way it's supposed to be made. He's daft to say, Hakoil Neo Bidvuroi. So he deserves a Glevel Bromfen. He deserves Lalachayim. A background for this Vort, obviously, besides for this encounter that we just mentioned, the Mea Shiloyach speaks about this Nekude in Kama Vakama Mekoimis, what the end of a Brocha is. And there's a famous tikkun of the Meir Shloich. It's brought down in a number of places. It's brought down the last tikkun of Masechta Truma Chedek Aleph. And it's brought down the Chedek Beis of Parshas Bereishis. Parshas Kisovoi in Mesiyanki Vakoilu speaks about it. And so too the Tveres Yosef in Parshas Kisovoi brings down the Mesiyanki. And his Marcha, his words on it. This all evolves around the Gemara in the Masechta Sanhedrin. Meheichon boi lemishri hamoitzi. Where are you supposed to make the hamoitzi from? Where are you supposed to cut the bread from? Meheichon bekodem bishuloi. From where it began to bake first. The Gemara says, the Meshloyach is ma'achiv, or just say over bekitze, the thought. The Gedank, the Rayin that he's trying to say, says these words, Ki inyin bracha moire, the inyin of a bracha is, Shemakish yesh le odoin. He recognizes he has a master. This is the words of the Meir Shloich. I'm reading now from Parshas Truma, Chedek Aleph, the last tikkun. Shemakish yesh le odoin. Umeitoi bolo ya ashpo. And his ashpo comes from the Ribono Shel Olam. Ve'im ato makish zois, and if a person recognizes this, Oz tuchaloyma borachat lenoichach Hashem Yisborach. Then a person can say borachat. Lenoichach Hashem Yisborach. The Tzadik HaKohen in the shtickle later on speaks about the borachat of the noichach. We'll get to that later. That's pshat. Hashem orders them loyo. And later on to the world, and the mokamach to the world, no, some of the mayodo. So pshat is mehechon boy le mishrei hamoitzi. Where can a person recognize that the Ribbono shel Olam is the one that gives everything? Everything is from the Ribbono shel Olam. Mehechon dekod bishuloi, the Gemara says. From where the bishul began. He says, take a look at a kikar, a loaf of bread. A person goes and he prepares a loaf of bread. There's a lisha. There's net and kneading the dough. There's a whole process of till it reaches the oven, right? The dough rises and you need the dough. The dough rises. And then finally you put into the oven. L'chayra, everything is equal. All sides of the loaf of bread are equal to the heat. The heat is not going to hit the loaf of bread in a specific spot before another spot. Afel became, there's one part of the bread that starts to become baked before another part. That's from the Ribbono shel Olam. It's not mekoyach ha'adam. A person can't control that. If the fire is on one side, maybe you can control it. But if the fire is not on the one side, there has to be one spot where it starts baking first. Maybe even a split second first. From over there, a person can understand that everything is from Hashem. Everything is from the Ribbono shel Olam. Everything is from the Ribbono shel Olam, and the Ribbono shel Olam has a cheshbon and everything comes from the Ribbono shel Olam. That's what the Meir Shloim writes. There's a stickle also on Chedek Aleph from Sechtes Broches, Tavlam Ed Heyam Ed Aleph. The stickle of Os Lo Odom Shehenem Olam Azeb Loi Broch, Meir Shloim writes, and Mori De Gezachi writes. He writes, The same thought also. A person has to make a bracha before he's the hand of Olam Hazeh. He says, the Eibush is mashpi a toiv l'kol oilam. The toiv is high. And the person can think that maybe he's in control. He's doing everything himself. But Yidin says, amakir es boidom, Yisrael heim amakirim es boidom, umakirim loy toiv al koil. The makir toiv of the Ribbono shel Olam and everything that he gives them. And how are we makir toiv? Boilam Hazeh? The recognition that the Ribbono shel Olam is behind everything comes al yedei the bracha that a person makes. He says even more, that the whole world, sheyiru kol ha'mayis and vishtachavu lefonav kol ha'bruim, the lashon of the davening in the Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, then we're not going to have to make a bracha. Why? Because the whole world is makia, recognizes Shahakal Niyo B'dvoroi, and Mele, you're not going to have to make a bracha loss of Lovoi. That's what the Lashon is called, Nehen Nemo Olam Hazeh, Loi Bracha. Nehen Nemo Olam Hazeh, Datske Olam Hazeh, but not Olam Haba. You see how far the Mashalach takes this thought, this train of thought, that the idea of a bracha is the Hakar, the recognition that everything is the Ribbono shel Olam. After they kach, the Lashon of Lovoi, you're not going to have to make a bracha. Because loss of Lovoi, everyone's going to recognize the Ribbono shel Olam. It's going to be open knowledge. And the word is Deyas Hashem. The knowledge of the Ribbono shel Olam is going to be full. The entire world. And everyone's going to recognize. This is not just by Birchas Nehenen. It's by all brachas. The Tres Yosef in the last tikkun in the Shana Rabbah. Also speaks about Barichas Godel. And he says it's going to get to all brachas that a person makes. When a person makes a bracha, he's marketed the Eibushter, he's noisen, who are noisen mechal ha-toivis. Everything. Birchas Nehenen is what we explained before. Birchas ha-mitzvahs is that a person recognizes that the Ribbono shel Olam gives him the strength to do the mitzvah. On the day the bracha, then he makes a bracha, Asher ketshonu b'mitzvoitzov, on that mitzvah, he's makir, that even the koich to do the mitzvah comes from the Ribbono shel Olam, and the whole shefa, and the chizik, and the alus that he has from the asiyas mitzvah is all from the Ribbono shel Olam. Ein lo mitzadat miklum chol koychoi v'chol koycha v'idozoi hu hakol b'yashem izbarach, the Tres Yosef writes. He says, v'zehu haklal miklal abrochus sheyakeh shehakol b'yashem izbarach. Well, as the chance, take a look at the long stickle Tfas Yosef, last tickle in the Shana Rabba. Beautiful tickle. This is a Yisoid, the Gabi Brochus, but even Prat, like the coin writes over there. But even Cloud is a Yisoid, and Torah's Ishbisid is a Yisoid. The Ochs Chaim, the beginning of the Akdomit of Yankiv, Malat Chedis. What's the first thing that he starts off with? Is Mamash this Yisoid? It's what he starts off with when he's Mazbeich, when you try to be Mazbeich, what Toyas Chasidus Bechlal, Toyas Ibbets of Efrat. He starts with the first thing. The first thing he says, Reboyish Loilum was Vitzav of Yidat, Ayyam Vashavoy Selu Vvechel. The person has to have Yidia. He has to have the knowledge. Ki Hashem Walikim Hashemayim Imal, Valoz Mitochas Einoid. There is nothing aside from the Reboyish Loilum. Brings down a few psukim over there. You have to have the knowledge, understand. And then he brings on the pasuk that in Shmuel Melech says in Divrei Hayomim, the pasuk that he brought down over here as well, the coin brings down in the shtickle. The ato, Dovid Melech says, tells Shmuel Melech, the ato, Shmuel Bni, Das Alikei Avichav Avdeyu, you should know the Rabbi Shloim Avdeyu and serve him, believe Shloim. This is, and the Ochs Chaim writes, Loshen ki iker ho avoide hu rak yifi ha-yidiyah. A person has to have the yidiyah. Avad, a person's avoide, even if he doesn't know. But the person has to make it a priority to be able to have the yidiyah, the knowledge, because that's a way of connecting to the Ribono Shel Olam. Like he says, eich ya'avoid v'yir v'yehav eich shelo yedo. How is it possible for a person to serve something, someone, or love and fear something that you don't know? There has to be the idea, has to be knowledge. It brings down a medicine, Shaykh Atoyv, a medicine to him. Omer Shloime, b'chol d'rechecha d'eyu. Im yedat la kodesh b'chol 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 b'chol, if you have knowledge of the Eibishter and everything you do, hu yiyasha rechecha. He'll straighten out your ways. He brings down Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe told the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, v'atom emnon matos lichem b'yeinecho, hoi d'yeinu noz d'rechecha. Give me the knowledge. And then he brings on the pasuk of Shloime Melech as well. Tov Tov Shloime, Ba'atah Shloime B'ni, Da'at Al-Kevich Ovdei, is the Medesh Tehillim. And this is the beginning, the Reishis Advorim that Ochas Chaim writes in Agdome Bapsiche, the favorite that's called today Sha'ar Amun V'Yisoyit Achsidus. The beginning of everything, a person has to realize that everything is based on Yidiyah. Everything is based on Yidiyah. Everything is based on knowledge of the Ribono Shel Olam. And it's a priority that a person has to make in his avodas Hashem. Da'as alikei avichav avdeyu. Shetorach leidel miyovid. And alidei the asiyas of brachas, by making brachas, a person learns to recognize that the Ribono Shel Olam is behind everything. B'chol l'rechecha de'eyu, like the Rambam writes. What the Loshon Rambam is, Tzorich Odom Shichav Libo V'chol Maisov Kulom Leidas Hashem Baruch Hu B'Levad. The person has to be Mechav and Liboy. And all this Maisim, his Leiv and all this Maisim that he does, to be able to know the Ribono Shel Olam. Everything revolves around the Eibishter. V'alini Yezeh Tzivach Hachom V'omru B'chol Ma'asech Yid Hashem Shemayim V'chu Sh'om Ha'ashloim B'chachom Ha'osloim Nishloi B'chol D'rechech D'ayu V'yi Yash Orech Hesecho. The Rambam that Tzidka Tzadik brings down from what she calls of Rambam. The Yachid Kol Ma'is of Hashem. Yachid all the Ma'is that he does to the Ribono Shel Olam. Before a person does anything, before a person eats anything, before anything, there's a bracha. There's a bracha on everything. Why? Because a person has to recognize everything is the Ribono Shel Olam. This is the Yisoid that we learned from Berachas Hamoitzi, we learned from the Kikar. This is a Yisoid that's brought on many, 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 many places as far as Magdashim, in Ishbitz, Befrat. He says like this, Kamash Omru Ashir Bo. Mamshach, he says, the shear. What's the shear in a bracha? Cotton, Sheyedele Mimavorchim. Shear means, from what age should someone start making the brachas? We got the Birchas Azimun. From when can a cotton be mitztarif? The Birchas HaZimun, the Birchas HaMazon, from when it's a cotton sheyedele mimavorchim. He knows to who he's making the bracha. He knows who are we blessing. Who are we giving this bracha to? Mashenke b'sha'a mitzvahs. Eina shir The mitzvah film doesn't depend on the age that a cotton, okay, he has the knowledge. Who am I putting on film for? The Eibishter. From that age, you put on film. It doesn't work that way. You put on film by the bar mitzvah. Months before the bar mitzvah, the minig. And any other mitzvah like that. By lulav. It doesn't go by when he knows who he is shaking the lulav. From when he knows how to shake. Every single tefillah, every single mitzvah has its shear, its age when it starts. I caught my idea of daber is of lamde toyde and kriya shema teaches him toyde and kriya shema. But brachas, the shear is a cotton sheyedele mimavach. Why? The voice from over here we see clearly. Sha brachas ikro, the ik of the brachas are yedele mimavach. Shalakach noizda. This is the reason why the brachas were in the siyafet. The reason why they were established. It's only because, for this reason only, you have to know to who you're making the bracha, because that's the whole concept of the bracha. The whole concept of the bracha is that a person recognizes that everything is from the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Melam, a cotton that knows, has this knowledge already of the Mim Mevarchim, he can be Mitzaref already. This is the beginning of a person going into Torah, Kamosh Nema, Eishas Chochm Yiras Hashem. The beginning of Chochmah HaTorah is Yiras Hashem. What's Yiras Hashem? Yiras Shemaim who? Yiras Shemaim Negdi Yisomit. That's Yiras Shemaim. Shivis Hashem Negdi Yisomit is Yiras Shemaim. A person has the Eibishter in front of his eyes constantly. Shivis Hashem Negdi Yisomit. Kamo Shikos of Bahago, the Ramo, the Reish Arachayim. The Ramo brings down famous Ramo. Shivis Hashem Negdi Yisomit. A person has to constantly have the Eibishter in front of his eyes. What's the pshat? A person has to always recognize everything is in the Baruch Shel Olam. That's the first thing a person has to always know before everything. You wake up right away, you say, Moidah Nidl Fanechem Alechai V'Kayim. Right? The first thing the person utters out of his mouth is Moidah Nidl Fanechem Alechai V'Kayim. A person recognizes the Eibishter gave him back his neshama. Everything's the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's the first thing. The first of everything, you have Bikurim, you have your crop of Tvur. The first thing is Bikurim. Chalo, Reishis Arisa Sechem, Tarim Chalo Hashem. The beginning of the Reishis of the Arisa, of the dough, you take off, you give Chalo. Truma, there's everything is the Reishis, the Koyach, the Bikurim, everything is the Koyach Reishis. Reishis. The first thing a person has to have is the Ribbono Shel Olam, because a person has to be marked, everything is the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Rebbe Chaim Rochem, my latest Chavruta, he told you say that this Pshat Reishis, that he's a Sechen, that's what the first thing a person does in the morning is he has to be Miyachid, his Koyachis, his Moyach, to the Eivishte. The first thing is, he daven. Or you learn a little bit. There's a whole Seder Tikkun HaNefesh brought down the Rosh Chaim and the Sefer called Seder Yisharim Kisvei Chassidim, it's called. So it's printed in the back, it has a real Seder Tikkun HaNefesh, and you go through a whole, the person Seder Yayim, it starts from the night, because the truth is really begins by night. Like the Pasuk in the Korah Shachav Kari. Miyasnasa, the Pasuk, he went to sleep. Shorakoch, Korakari, Chlovi Miyikimeno, the person goes to sleep. Rabbi story say, oh, this Gedang. The person goes to sleep like a lion. He goes to sleep like an Erel Chayid, then you wake up like an Erel Chayid. But if you go to sleep, Loshni said over there, if a person goes to sleep as a Viaferd, he goes to sleep like a behemoth, then you wake up like a behemoth. The person has to go to sleep properly. That's what they say. That say the Tikkun HaNefesh starts from the night. Person starts off the day. They say the Ayayim from the night properly. So then the morning is also properly. It also goes properly. But he says over here a whole thing before davening. A person from the Mishnayos and Gemara to be Matar the Moyach. Person's first thoughts for everything. Everything of the Reish has to be for the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Koyach HaReish has to be given for the Ribbono Shel Olam because and that's the Indian of a bracha. He continues. He says behind the brachas. All brachas begin Loshon Noichach, Baruch Ata. Why? Shemiyat v'atcholos ha-bracha, right in the beginning of a bracha, Tzoch liyaz Hashem v'vach noichach reinov. The Eibish has to be right in front of you. Kilo oimid olav v'mitzaveyo. As if he's standing right over here. Mitzaveyo, that's referring to mitzvahs. Hashem k'shonim ha-mitzvahs v'tzvon, the Eibish is mitzaveyo on this mitzvah. He's standing right here, he's mitzaveyo, asei kach v'kach. So when you start the bracha, you say, Baruch Ata, to you. There's a koyach of a noichach. There's a koyach that a person sees clearly the Ribbono Shel Olam standing in front of him. The Shavisi Hashem on Negdi Summit. the beginning of everything, a person has to have this hargosha. If he doesn't have the hargosha, at least he should say it and try to be ma'or the hargosha within him. Of Baruch Ato, the Ribono Shel Olam is standing right in front of me. But the seam of every bracha is loshen nista. You finish off a Mohammed tilechem and oret. It's a third person. Right? Boyd Amina Mazonis is third person. Hashem and Shonim Mitzvot of the Tzivon, the Abishos Mitzavos, we're talking already a third person, not the Tziviso, the Yu Mitzavos. It's already third person. The Miyad Nelam. Because right away it's Nelam, right away it disappears. There's a Koyach the Abish to give at the beginning. This is based a lot on what we learned last week. The beginning, there's a certain Regesh and a certain Esoyach the Abish to give that a person has a Noichach, he has this clarity of Baruch Ato, but then you lose it. Because you have to work for it again and again, like we learned last week. The Pasuk says, Kinesh Yoy Kinoy Al Gazol of Yirachev. Pasuk in the Chumash Dvarim. Al Gazol of Yirachev. Negea ve'ein negea kidua. It's a Gemara Chagige. Right? A Neshe, an eagle, touches but doesn't touch his babies. The Ebrish does the same thing. Negea ve'ein negea. Sometimes he reveals himself, but then he hides himself again. Begins with a Losh Noichach, but then disappears. And that's the Rosh Hashanah and Hoge constantly with the Yidden. There's a revelation, but right away the revelation disappears, and the Yid has to want and be sure to come back to that revelation. But upon him, the revelation that's there in the beginning is to open up the person's eyes, that the Rosh Hashanah is behind everything that's transpiring. The Yid is behind everything. That's the idea of brachas. So brachas the Rosh Tzadik, where he begins. The shtickle brachas the Rosh Tzadik. The Pesach Mishlei. The Rosh of a Tzadik, brachas of a Rosh of a Tzadik. A Tzadik is someone that's an Elch Yid. He has this recognition that the Eivishter is constantly Noichach Ponov. Shavisi Hashem Negdi Somit. It's a constant thing. And the Meile, the brachas of the Rosh of this Tzadik. The Teres Rosh, the crown upon the Tzadik's head, is the idea, the concept of brachas. That's why the Shah starts with Masecht HaBrachas, because this is the Iker of Avodas Hashem. Da'as al Dekei Avichel Vavdeil. The person has to have the knowledge to who he's serving. Who does he have the Ahav and the Yira to? It's Shavis Hashem and Negdi Samad. It's the Ribono Shel Olam. And the more a person recognizes it, the higher a person becomes, and the more it becomes mushrash, it becomes entrenched within the person. And Yizoich the Madregis of Bechol Rechecha De'il. He has knowledge in every little aspect that he does. Because the more a person has, even when he's doing things which aren't evolving around Ruchnius, Bechol Rechecha De'il. How does a person reach the Dagger of Bechol Rechecha De'il? When he has the Das, when he has the Das within him, which is Mechabim to the Ribono Shel Olam, then it's a constant Chibur. The more he has it within him, the more that Chibur with the Ribono Shel Olam takes place in every little thing that he does. And the concept of brachas that we have is so important, because this is a pivotal, this is an integral part of the life of a Yid. We find all different concepts around brachas. We find the idea of meyer brachas b'chol yom, the idea of the concept of meyer brachas. What's meyer? Meyer is a complete thing. I think we spoke about last week, meyer ve'echod. If you have the echod, you have the Ribono Shel Olam that's within it. You have the Meir Brachas B'chol Yom, that gives you the Chibur to the Echod, Meir Ve'echod, 101, Meir Brachas B'chol Yom. The idea of Brachas is a person has to recognize Baruch Ato. And even afterwards, sometimes he loses it, he doesn't have the Noichach anymore, but still, it's the beginning of Baruch Ato. The first things you give for the Ribono Shel Olam. Before you start anything, you have to recognize, everything comes from the Ribono Shel Olam, the Shefa, not just in things that we eat and the things that we have a know from, but even the mitzvahs that we do, the koyches that we have, asiyas and mitzvahs, the koyches that we have, everything is from the Ribono Shel Olam. This is a concept. This is a hakol niyeh b'dvar. This is a concept that the koyin, one of the first concept in the Talmud that the koyin learned from Torah Chassidus Bechlal and Torah Yisrael Tzibefrat. This is what he begins with. This is back of the reishis of everything. This is the reishis hakol. The reishis of everything is Shavis Hashem and Negdi Samit. That's why this tikkul, I believe, is not just because it happens to be the Hagdom of Masechta Brachos. It's not really going on the Gemara, but the whole idea of the concept of Brachos, but this is Mamash the Yesoid of Avodas Hashem. That's the key avichav of day is the yisoid of avodas Hashem. Because of course we know that the concept of being oved Hashem with tmimus, without you know, you don't have to necessarily understand this tmimus pashtus tum tiyam Hashem lekecho, which lechoyde some might say this might be a stira. But that is the key avichav of day. You have to have das, you have to have knowledge, you have to have das. It says tumam tiyam Hashem lekecho. You have to be oved Hashem b'pshitus. I say over the Baal Shem Tov. Even after all his madregis, he still was mevakish that he should be able to oved Hashem with a munah pshuta, with the simplicity of a simple yid. But the Torah is not a stira b'chlau. A person avoids Hashem, the tzura of his avoidance Hashem has to be b'tmimus. That's the tzura of his avoidance Hashem. Even after the mazegas a person has, but the approach to avoidance Hashem is b'tmimus, with a pashtus, tomim tiyah m'shem alikech, without any cheshbonis, without any pulpulim and pshetlich, b'pshitas mamish, with the elochkeit, without any questions. But there's a tmimus that comes from lack of knowledge, and there's a tmimus that comes from a vast amount of knowledge. And there's a big difference between the two. This is very, very important. There could be a tmimus that comes from lack of knowledge. You don't know anything. A person doesn't know anything. I'll give an example. For example, you learn a shtickl gemara. So you have, let's say, a young bacher learning a shtickl gemara. And he has no questions whatsoever, and the shtickl gemara is beautiful. Mamash kishmak of shtickl gemara, he has no shilas, no kashas, everything is perfect. Right. But then you have a 17-18-year-old bacher learning the shtickl gemara, or you get older, you have a lot of kashas on the gemara, you don't understand what's the kasha, what's the teretz, what's Rashi saying, what's Tosafot saying, it's a lot of kashas. So how you can say that the young bacher, this young kid, has a better head, he understands better than the older one, than the older person, because he has no questions whatsoever. He has not. Hotish can kashes. The reason why he has no questions is not because of the vast amount of knowledge that he has. It's because of lack of basic knowledge. Yeah, he doesn't know anything. Everything sounds good. Nothing. The difficulties that come over here when the person understands is the difficulties that arise because of knowledge. Because he understands more, that's why he has the difficulties with knowledge. The tmimus is a pashtus that comes from lack of knowledge. It doesn't know anything. Everything is simple. Everything is tmimus. Everything is, it's also madrega. But then there's a tmimus and a pshitus that comes after knowledge. A person knows, he recognizes, he has such a chibut to the Ribbono Shel Olam, such a dveikus neibishter, such a das to Hashem, such a das al kei vichav of this, his avoida when he's oved b'tmimus is because of a gewaltige chibut. A gewaltige dveikus that he has in the Ribbono Shel Olam, that knowledge that he has causes the tmimus and the pshitus to be on a much, much deeper level, on a much more real level. Not to take away from the tmimus of lack of knowledge, but a person has to strive and be shoyif to come to a tmimus that's derived from knowledge, from das, that a person understands that the more he understands, the less he knows, the less he realizes, but it's mechabim to the Eibishter. And that's l'choyr the gedank that the coin is trying to say over here. Okay, Eden, if anyone has anything to say, now would be the time, Mr. Tomlin. And if not...
Hold on. I'm looking at my notes. So, when the Rebbe mentioned that, Yidden have to be makir toiv always on what a Kaddish Baruch Hu gives us, is that's like tied into why we're called Yehuda?
Higher. That definitely is one of the reasons why we're called Yehuda. Watching for my door. Yehuda ati yaducha achecho. Yeah, that's true. That's what Yid is all about. Akaras HaTov is what Yid is all about. Akaras HaTov is not necessarily Yehuda, what the Maharal writes. Akaras HaTov doesn't necessarily mean that we're giving something to him. Yemak HaTov doesn't mean that you have to give the Akaras HaTov to the person. The person needs it from you. By Boss of Tom, you can say, Yemak HaTov, okay, the person did something good for you. So Yemak HaTov, you return him a favor. You recognize that he did something for you. But we see clearly that Kodesh Torah is more on the part of the one that's makir, the one that recognizes, rather than the one that's being recognized. We see that many places. First of all, the Rabbi Ribbono Shel Olam himself, when makir Torah to the Eibishter, the Eibishter needs our recognition. It's a way of us to connect to him. By us recognizing him, we're connecting to him. Because of the recognition, the more you recognize, the more you understand what he gave you, that's the more chibur that you have to him. We find the Moshe Rabbeinu in the Hanakoin. Moshe Rabbeinu was makir Torah to the Oretz, the ground, the hidden mitzri. What type of karas toiv is that? And the ground has feelings. It's a karas toiv inside the person. You have to recognize. Nothing to do with the person that's being recognized or the entity, the thing that's being recognized. But your makir, you connect yourself to the toiv, to the realization that's not yours. Someone gave it to you, even if it's an aretz. That's the karas toiv. So when makir toiv to the Eibishter, because the Eibishter needs it from us. Because our the akara that we recognize everything is from the Nebuchadnezzar, is what gives us the ability and the opportunity to connect to him.